What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We are joined now by Greg Sarantopoulos, his wife, Alma, and Dr. Daniel Santana Yato joining us here. Guys, thanks so much for coming on and spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
What can you tell us today, Greg, about your story and why you're here today?
Well, I'm here because back in last November, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And that was found through a routine PSA test. Men over 50, you know, should have this PSA test. And so I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now the interesting thing, kind of on the not so good side, is that when I was having an MRI done for the prostate, I was also diagnosed with, they found a small liposarcoma in the, what's called the retroperitoneum area. So I had two cancers that I was, you know, diagnosed with. So between then and now, it's been a journey of a lot of tests. I went through radiation for the prostate cancer, and I just went through a surgery for them to remove the liposarcoma. So I've been through a lot, and now it's starting. You know, I'm kind of on the sunny side of things, if you want to call it now. You know, recovery. So yeah.
So doctor, how rare is getting a double diagnosis like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not at all common.
Yeah.
First of all, prostate cancer in someone so young, it's uncommon. So it's a good thing we caught it still in the prostate. Still required a lot of work. But as Greg said, like while we were figuring out exactly how advanced it was, something didn't quite add up. And that's how we found the second. That second cancer is even more rare. So yes, it was just... Mm-hmm. All the things happening, but amazingly, they've kept through all this. Alma and Greg just seeing every doctor, getting every treatment, and really outstanding courage and just attitude through all this.
Well, was there treatments that sort of aligned? Like, how does that work? Or is there one like, oh, I can't do this because of this? Or how
yeah, no, that's a great question. Yeah. So fortunately, we have amazing specialists throughout the board. And so I discussed with some of the other doctors that treat sarcomas, which are the muscle cancers. And we tried to figure out a way that we could get rid of both of these cancers at the same time, because that was very critical. These are both cancers that we expect Greg to live many years outside of. So we just had to coordinate our treatments through it. And as he said, I think the hardest part is behind us.
Now, your family is here today. Alma is with us. I think, was that Amelia and Daniel updating the board? Is that who was over there updating
yes.
the board?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So we are up over $500,000 now, $525,337. Continue to donate toll-free 877-738-1234 or text KCANCER 56512 to give any amount. What's the experience like for the family and how the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber help deal with or treat really the entire family, not just you individually, but the entire experience for the family?
Well, I think the people that work here are just amazing. Yeah. From day one, like the first appointment, the nurses, the people that greet you, they're just so different that they make you feel at peace, or I don't know how to describe it, but that just... When you go to the appointments, you know that they're going to take really good care of you. Everyone greets you with a smile. Everyone is very nice. Everyone is always asking you how to do. And they were always asking if we needed additional help, which fortunately we didn't need. But if we wanted to, it was there. So if we wanted to, we could have asked for it and they would have provided that. But just the way they talk to you, they treat you, I think that's amazing. It made a big difference for all the appointments that we had to go through.
And doctor, how important is that sort of that quality of life as they're getting this treatment to do it as comfortably as possible?
I mean, it's so critical because, again, these are cancers that we expect him to get through. So, you know, what's the other side going to look like is so vital. And again, we're very lucky to have so many supportive services at Dana-Farber that, you know, whatever your need is, if you need counseling, if you need additional financial assistance for the rest of your family, that's something that we can provide. And really, you know, I'm really glad how well Greg has been doing through all of this.
You mentioned everyone should get screened at 50. Is that one of the main things you'd want people to know if they were listening in?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's amazing. Since I've gone through this journey, you know, I talk to friends or other people, you know, that I know, and it's amazing how many people are unaware of like tests that they need to get done. You know, a lot of people, for example, you know, men my age. First of all, a lot of them don't even know what PSA means. Never mind getting the test. You know, I'd really like to see more awareness and more emphasis put on getting people screened, you know, because that's really how early detection, you know, that's how it happens, right? So, yeah, that's been a big, it's so important, you know, yeah.
Anything else with prevention? I assume you agree with everything that he just said.
Yes, you know, it's one of the prostate cancer is one of the few cancers that we have screening for. It's not perfect, but it's certainly better than for many others where we don't. So yes, if you haven't already, and you know, sibling, parent, anyone who is the right age, that's something that you should absolutely do.
You guys are going to the Sox game tonight. I know you like going to Sox games. How are you feeling about the team these days? They've been yesterday aside.
Yeah.
They've been doing pretty well, it seems. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing great. You know, the game's at 7. You know, the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber have given us tickets, so that's awesome that, you know, we can all attend, and I'm looking forward to it. They got a really good shot of making the playoffs, you know, and yeah.
And not 95 degrees out today.
Yeah, it's not 95. We have great weather today. Yeah.
Well, that is true. Well, Greg and Alma and Dr. Centaniedo, thank you for coming on, sharing your story, sharing your experience, and helping raise a ton of awareness and money as well. It is much appreciated, and we couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right.
And continue to donate toll-free, 877-738-1234, online. www.jimmyfund.org, and you can text to give any amount. Just text KCANCER to 56512.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.